when you look at the run game specifically. You guys were able to run the ball. Marshawn seemed to be going with purpose. Did you feel like there were strides made there?
A little bit, man. We made some strides. You know, I think we fixed some of those little small things that were happening last week. You know, it was more of all 11 of us on the same page instead of us being 8 or 9 at a time. You know, right. All 11 of us on the same page. We had a couple of looks we wanted. But, you know, the thing is, though, we got to start a little faster, man.
Right.
You know, the games we started faster, we won. Uh-huh. Last couple games, we haven't been able to start fast. It's been hard for us to catch up. But one good positive thing is with this team is, man, we're some fighters, man. I mean, we fought to the end, man. I mean, I can take my hats off, man. The way our defense, our offense came, man, we were fighting to the end. And I could accept that, and that's some positive I could take going forward. It's how hungry we are, and how, no matter how much down we are, we're still going to fight. We always think we have a chance to win no matter what, and that's a positive thing I'm going to take from this game.
Do you feel like, just from a strictly on-the-field X and O's perspective, is there something in the last three first quarters that you're like, wait, we're not doing this right or that right?
You know what? It's hard to try to get specific with that, but I think it's kind of like, I think we're so uptight because, you know, we're expecting to have a different start to this first 5 games, you know?
Right.
And it's like, I think we need to take a deep breath and just relax. I mean, we're so on edge. We so don't want to make a mistake. We so want to be everything perfect. And in this game, everything's not going to be perfect. And I feel like that's how we're starting the game off. We're so jittery. We want everything to be right. And then once we get in the field of things and get going, it's like, okay, there it goes. But we just need to do that, I think, because these losses are piling up. And it's like everybody just trying to find something to do to try to spark something instead of just doing their own job and just going with the flow, you know, not trying to do anything extra. I think we're just a little timid right now at the beginning because we're trying to be so perfect, you know, and I think that's what's hurt us. So I think we need to just let it loose and get back to, you know, having fun just doing the regular football, which we did, you know, going forward, you know.
Yeah.
But we got to start off like that.
Donald, with that said, you know, you guys entered the season with high expectations, and then you are 2-3, you know, entering the 6th game. Would you say this game against the Chargers is a must-win for this football team?
Shoot, last week was a must-win. I mean, this week you can't say it's a must-win. I mean, we need to get this taste out of our mouth. I mean, so we were playing like a high school team and some must win right now, you know, after 3 losses. I mean, we want to get this taste out of our mouth. And I feel like that will help the us trying to be so perfect. Like when I was describing that, us trying to be so perfect, I think that win will help relax us, help get us back to, you know, just going out there and playing, having fun, doing the stuff that we were doing. I don't think we're doing that right now. And I think that's what's biting us in. Then by the time we start doing it, we got to catch up. But the good thing is we're still fighting through it, though, but it's just not enough time in the last two games, you know. So we just got – good thing is we're all positive. We're all upbeat. We know we're a good team. We just got to keep working on and fine-tuning things and getting everybody on the same page. Offense, defense, special teams, everybody all in once. We haven't played one complete game as a whole group yet.
I heard the offensive struggling even when Derek was not even when Derek was actually in the
field. What did you say? I didn't get the beginning.
I said this offense obviously was struggling even when Derek was playing. But with possibly him returning this week, does that still give this offense a boost?
Yes, man. DC's our guy. You know, we love to have that guy back in. And you know, my hat's off, man. I mean, my boy EJ came in and did a great job, man. He did a great job coming in, spelling for DC. But we can't wait to get DC back. DC's our leader, man. I mean, I'm the oldest guy on the team. But DC's a leader. Hands down, he's a leader. And I can't wait to have that guy back. You know, it feels better when I'm back there. You know, I'm nothing against EJ. EJ did a great job. I love EJ. But, you know, me playing with DC so long, I mean, I'm not trying to say it. I feel it's a little bit, you know, kind of like you feel a little more comfortable. Like, you know. But EJ did a great job coming in there. But I'm kind of used to DC. I'm used to hearing his voice. You know, I want to get back to hearing his voice again.
Sit down and you talk about maybe being uptight at the start, needing an exhale. How do you guard against that, especially now after a 3rd straight loss? How do you stop that from happening this week?
Man, if I knew that, man, we might have stopped it maybe 2 weeks ago, man. You know what I mean?
But I mean, now that it's gone on 3 weeks.
You know, we just, you know, me, basically what I try to do is, and I try to tell other people that, you can't worry about all the other stuff. You gotta worry about just what you're doing. I feel like we start worrying about the other stuff, what this guy doing, that guy doing, then your mind starts wondering. I feel like you need to just worry about yourself. I mean, I can give you a prime example in the game. When I missed a little run through on 3rd down, Rob made the right call. I started thinking about other stuff, thinking about this, that, instead of just doing what I know to do. And I reacted a second late and got a long thing. You know what I mean? That's not me. I don't do that. I'm using on point. You know, it's just like, I just got to think, just, hey, Donald, you know what it is. Why don't you just do it? Stop thinking about other stuff. Stop thinking. I thought myself out of what I should have done, basically. And I feel like that's, I don't know if I'm explaining to you all right, but I'm trying to get y'all kind of understanding without trying to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm trying to help y'all out. I'm trying as much as I can. But we're going to keep fighting. That's one thing that I like. I said, the fight with this team is so good and so great. Like, you know, if we keep fighting like this, it's going to turn. And like you said, it better turn this Sunday, too. We need a win. Yeah, we need one bad. And San Diego, they're hungry off a win, and they know how bad we feel like we need a win because they fight feel like that going to this game, and it's not going to be easy. You know, these division games and the rival games, they aren't easy. They know us. We know them. So it's gonna be a battle.
Jack said yesterday after watching the video, he thought you guys lost in the trenches, both offensive line and defense line. How he was surprised by that because he thinks you guys have a good offensive line. Did you watch the video? You think that's an accurate assessment?
I don't feel like we got killed. At times, you know, at times you could say you could pick and choose your times, but you know we gotta get better. I feel like our offense and defense line lead this team, and we go as far as we go, and. You know, last three games, we ain't been going that far. So, you know, us as a group, we're looking at ways to get better and ways to lead the squad. But, you know, he is right. It starts up front. It starts with us. So, you know, I know if I get called out, I'm going to play my butt off next week. I know that's how my room going to be. So I'm excited to see what we're going to do this week.
Thank you. Yep.